September 25, Philip the Deacon. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Acts chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. God is looking down from his throne, and is sending his angels to this earth to cooperate with those who are teaching the truth. Read the record of the experience of Philip and the eunuch. The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. This incident shows the care that God has over every mind that is susceptible to the truth. We see how closely the ministration of heavenly angels is connected with the work of the Lord's servants on this earth. A burden was placed upon Philip to enter new places, to break up fresh ground. Direction was given him by an angel who was watching for every opportunity to bring men into connection with their fellow men. Philip was sent toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert, verse 26. This brought him into touch with a man of wide influence, who when converted would communicate to others the light of truth. By the Lord's working through Philip, the man was convinced of the truth and was converted and baptized. He was a highway hearer, a man of good standing, who would exert a strong influence in favor of the truth. Today, as then, angels of heaven are waiting to lead men to their fellow men. An angel showed Philip where to find this man, who was so ready to receive the truth. And today, angels of God will guide and direct the footsteps of those workers who will allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify their tongues and refine and ennoble their hearts. Review and Herald, April 20, 1905.